This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are entertaining you, informing you, focused on you and what's going on in your life and in your thoughts. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is out for a week or so. I think she's back until, what, late next week, if I'm not mistaken. So, we're here holding down the fort, so to speak. Victoria, where are we going as we get started in this hour?
Well, if you want to talk about what's some trending news, this is not that great. There's a brand new survey out that reveals most Americans would fail a citizenship test. That's pretty sad.
There you go.
However,
apparently, what is in the test, though? What are people being asked? Like where the state capitals are, that kind of stuff?
Well, there's 100 questions, actually. It's funny that you asked. I did look at the actual test. The civics portion of the real citizenship test consists of 10 questions drawn from a publicly available list of 100 questions. So it's a different 10 questions, I guess, for that section. It kind of keeps rotating. So of the 100 questions I went through, I feel like I would do okay on it. I think you would do okay. It's lots of questions like what are the branches of government and which branch is in charge of making laws, which branch is in charge of upholding law,
and yeah.
It's things like that, but that's a really sad state of affairs if most Americans wouldn't pass it. The Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation is, they're the ones behind this new survey. They did a random sample of 1,000 citizens and they had them answer these questions drawn from the official test. The survey found that just over one-third of the respondents earned a passing grade of 60% or higher.
Wow.
It's not great.
Ooh.
Older, now this is not surprising, older test takers scored better, with 74% of people who are 65 and over passing the test. And past surveys on the subject have turned up similar results. It's not really changing. In 2012, only 35% of respondents passed a similar 10-question test. So it's not like we're getting any better.
Okay, so what does that say about all the money that you pay, I pay, in taxes that goes to education? What are we doing with the money? Why do we have such a low level of accomplishment and a low threshold of approval for people as to the job they're doing or not doing while they're in school? If we are paying more, we're very generous in this country. We're paying for everybody's education. That does not happen in every, even progressive countries, where there are requirements that come not from the tax rolls, but certain requirements to pay for education in itself. It's a very expensive proposition and becoming more and more expensive. And so people say, well, what do we do if the public doesn't support education, it won't be able to survive? Well, as the public, I'm happy to support education if I'm getting my money's worth. I don't think I'm getting my money's worth. Whether it's here in Massachusetts or in California, where I pay taxes as well, I don't, and I'm pretty sensitive to it because I just did my tax return. And I'm looking at where the money's going, and it's not going to a place that makes me feel good. Actually, there's very little, when I look at how you break down the tax dollar, this year, for some reason or another, I'm more focused on it, maybe because the last couple of years, it just has been crazy, the kind of, it's not important as to some of the nuance of the return, other than understanding where your money is going. And if we are that bad, and you can delineate, Victoria, as you did, between the generations, the tiers of 20 years, and how they represent the educational decline of America, the lack of knowledge of the average student that I find is appalling.
I would be interested in knowing if there have been any surveys like this done 20 years ago to know if the generation that's passing now, if they would have still passed 20 years ago or 40 years ago when they were in school.
Do you think, Kara, you're as well educated as your parents were? Do you think you got as good a public education? What do you know about their education, and how does it compare to yours, if you know the difference?
I don't know. I would think when it comes to, say, civics. I mean, I didn't have a class that was called civics. I had
They stopped teaching it.
Yeah, I did have a government class. I didn't think my teacher was very good. Yeah. I had a U.S. history class and a European history class. And then once I got to college, those are kind of individual things that you choose if you want to study those. I wish that there had been more of a requirement, even though history was not my favorite course in high school. Like, I kind of wish that there had been more of a requirement. There's just not,
you know,
I think my biggest issue is that there's so much to teach in those classes that having 1 year of U.S. history, I always kind of felt like, okay, you get to maybe like desegregation or Martin Luther King or something like that, and then you study that in African American History Month, but then it kind of stops. So we don't really learn anything about presidents that are relatively recent. So it makes it really hard to judge politics now, too, because people talk about like Reagan or Nixon, and you don't really get that much of a chance to study that in high school because it doesn't go that far.
You just said something that was very pithy. The quality, the caliber. When you said that, I went back in my mind to the teachers that I had when I was in school for government or civics, because they are pretty much the same, and what was in school when I was teaching school back in the 70s. So I went from the 50s where I was in those classes to the 70s where I was teaching with those people that some of them I'd had in school. And I remember a guy named Franny McDevitt. He was a coach. He was a football guy. He was a baseball guy. He was a jock. He was athletic director. And, oh, by the way, he teaches civics. Well, he didn't give a damn. He had to teach civics because that was the rule. Anybody who had, you know, they don't just hire people to be the athletic director or the people that coach sports. They have to be teachers, and then afterwards they're coaches. But many of them, like he was at that, in that frame of reference, they were more interested in the sports aspect of their job than they were in the teaching aspect of the job. And so as a result, and I saw that to be the case across the board, and if there are people listening who do that for a living and you're offended by what I'm saying, I'm sorry. We're just giving you our experience, and my experience was exactly the same as yours, even though it was probably 50 years before yours, Kara.
Yeah.
It was the same thing. The guys who they could find to coach that were good coaches, oh, well, we'll have them teach these classes, and they didn't give a damn about the classes.
Yeah, I definitely saw that at my school, and that's why I'm kind of curious to know, has education really declined, or do the older generations just do better on the test because they've lived longer, and so they know more things from experience? Whereas, you're testing someone who's in their 20s, all they have is that education. They don't have any life experience to pull from.
What it is, it's an interest quotient that you get. When I was a kid, I was interested in what was going on around me, and I think kids are interested in what's going on around them, but what's going on around them isn't the same because of the devices. You can be more easily distracted, or you can find your own level of interest, and you can escape from the other things that you're not interested in by just pursuing all of the information that pertains to. Now look at the information we can find about anything just by using our sources, if you will, using the devices that you have. And in some ways, that's good. You can get thorough information about one thing, but it's better to be well-rounded, especially as a citizen of the country, understanding what your obligations are as a voter. What do you need to know? What do you need to know about what's going on in the public discourse and in the public arena? And that's just not, I don't think people are as exposed to it now in a formal setting as they used to be. 16 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. The shingles got beat up. A few windows looked broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Gentlemen, listen up. If you're too embarrassed to talk to your doctor about erectile dysfunction, consider this.
We call it the canary in the coal mine, meaning that the artery problems that cause erectile dysfunction precedes heart attacks by about 3 years. There's really no other relationship like that within the body arteries.
Now, cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says having ED doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a heart attack or even develop heart disease. But
if you're a man who's 70 years old, no. If you're a man who's 40 and your erectile dysfunction is not due to prostate surgery or something, then you have a 50 times greater chance of having heart disease than another person just like you without erectile dysfunction.
You can also help lower your risk by exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, keeping an eye on your blood pressure, and not smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, so a lot of people still talking about the catastrophic damage as a result of Hurricane Michael, the death toll even rising. It's up. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power. And I was looking at one of the radio trades today, a company that had three radio stations that were licensed to one of the communities, and I'm trying to see which one it was, Panama City, that's it. Three stations in Panama City. This company that is basically out of Baton Rouge, and as is the case with lots of radio, they have regional stations and sometimes national stations. This company has decided to shut down and turn in the licenses for three stations that were completely destroyed. Completely! The stations, the towers, buildings, everything. They're going to cease broadcasting because of the catastrophic damage to the physical plant, and rebuilding is not economically feasible. So they just shut the stations down. They're done. Wow. If that's the case, this thing has really made a mess out of that area. Not that we didn't hear that from a lot of different sources, but the flooding still in Georgia and up in the Carolinas, I think they probably haven't found the last person that they're going to declare a victim of Hurricane Michael. So it's, you know, under the circumstances, a lot of stuff still to be dealt with, Victoria. Mm. Imagine yourself, unless you're actually there, I don't think you can imagine the emotion, you can imagine the reality. It is, you look at Mexico City, and all it is a bunch of pads in the shopping area. There's nothing left except the floor. That's it. Gone. Rest of it. All gone. So what do you do? No matter what, you have insurance, but is it enough? In the case of those radio people, it isn't. They can't afford to rebuild their radio stations, so they're out of business there. 21 after the hour.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My sisters and I spent Friday afternoon together and Friday evening together. I haven't spent the time with my two sisters for a long, long time. For some reason or another, neither of them knew of some things in my career, like my conversation with Paul McCartney on the Concorde coming across the Atlantic any number of years ago. And so my sister was all, "Oh, how come you didn't tell me?" I look back at things like that, and I'm very thankful for all the opportunity I've had to meet people like him, so responsible for things like Sgt. Pepper. The album Sgt. Pepper has been named the most popular British album in history. Wow. Their music from 1967, a favorite album based on physical sales, downloads, and streams in England. The album found the Beatles at their most experimental and inventive era. A lot of favorites are in the album. A Little Help from My Friends playing in the background, Day in the Life. By the way, A Little Help from My Friends, my favorite cut from this album. How about you, ladies?
I like listening to the whole album in sequence, which doesn't happen a lot anymore, but I think back then albums were designed for that, and I like doing that. So I kind of, all the songs blend into one for me, but I love all of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, help for my friends. The band had stopped touring and was focusing its effort on studio work with George Martin. There's a great piece of, I saw something, was it on PBS or was it, I don't remember where I saw it. A history of George Martin and the recording studios that he had in England and elsewhere. He built a studio on an island in the Caribbean and had it there until a hurricane wiped it out. Went back to the hurricanes again. And there were a lot of great music, a lot of great musicians that came, a lot of great music recorded there. I'm trying to remember Montserrat. That's the album, small little island. But
there was a huge benefit for that. Do you remember seeing that on, I forget when they did it, but it was a huge benefit. It's been broadcast for years now.
You mean
now.
For Montserrat?
For Montserrat. Just, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was like
wiped Sting out by
and Who and, yeah. and like everybody.
Well, all of them had
Stones.
Places. A lot of very, very exclusive residents down there. A lot of international musicians loved going there. And one of the reasons they were going there is to go over and work in George Martin's studio because apparently it was fabulous.
I bet.
Anyway, so this is the album was ahead, by the way, back to Sgt. Pepper of Adele's 21, which finished second. And Oasis is down. What's the story? Morning Glory from 1995. So I don't remember this one so much. Do you? Either of you remember this?
What's the story? Morning Glory.
This is Oasis is probably my favorite band ever. So I'm definitely familiar with this.
I'm thinking I know them for another song other than this one.
They had a ton of hits.
Okay, that's probably this one doesn't ring a bell with me particularly. All right, let's go to Elton John, another favorite. We move from the Beatles to Sir Elton John using his appearance at Aretha Franklin's home in order to pay tribute to her, highlight something special that she did for John and his songwriting partner, Bernie Taupin, introducing Borders song from his self-titled 1970 sophomore album on Friday. Elton told the crowd in Detroit's Little Caesars Arena about being told by his song publisher that somebody had covered the song. We asked who. They said Aretha. Can you imagine two young writers, white boys from England? He said we were gobsmacked, which is a way of saying shocked in British speak. We nearly peed our pants in sheer delight at the fact a woman we loved so much grew to love even more afterwards would actually record one of our songs. So this is the song, Border Song, by Elton John. Tribute from him to Aretha, 28 after the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Now in its 10th year, America's Farmers Grow Communities, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, will partner with farmers to find and fund organizations that make a positive impact in rural communities across the country. Now through November 1st, farmers can enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. Debbie Childress is the director of a food bank in rural Kentucky that received a Grow Communities donation.
It was exciting for us to see there was a program like this that not only supports farmers and what they do, but also invests in local nonprofits that are working to better their community.
In 2019, Grow Communities is expected to award more than $3 million to rural nonprofits, and the program has awarded more than $29 million since 2010. Farmers can enroll in the program now through November 1st by visiting www.growcommunities.com. That's growcommunities.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of home. You wouldn't even know.
And President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia touring hard-hit areas, the president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On on Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
DJV program, we're here to bring you up to date on all kinds of things that are going on in this fabulous world around us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off for the next week or so. Names in the news, people in the news. Fatima Ali. Interesting name. Fatima? Is that a better way of pronouncing it?
Fatima. Yeah, Fatima.
It is. So some people say Fatima, her wanting to pronounce it Fatima. She was a finalist on season 15 of Bravo's show Top Chef. She inspired friends, fans, fellow chefs, and a moving essay about her terminal cancer diagnosis that's now been published. She has Ewing's sarcoma. Is that how you pronounce it? Ewing's.
I guess so.
How normally you pronounce E-W-I-N-G-S. I don't know. I know what sarcoma is. It's a type of bone cancer, soft tissue cancer. She got the diagnosis last year. Many people know her as Fati. She thought she was on the road to recovery. Doctors declared earlier this year that she was cancer-free. And in April, she returned to cooking with a sold-out show at the Pebble Beach Food and Wine Festival. But in an essay published in Bon Appetit last week, She's 28 years old, by the way. She announced that cancer had returned and she had 1 year to live. She writes, quote, "It's funny, isn't it? When we think we have all the time in the world to live, we forget to indulge in the experiences of living. When that choice is yanked away from you, that's when we scramble to feel. Every day," she writes, "is an opportunity for me to experience something new. I've used this to dream of owning my own restaurant. Now I have an ever-growing list of things that I want to visit, ones I want to go to see. I'm sketching a plan to eat my way through New York and the boroughs." Interesting. So there's a GoFundMe campaign, by the way, at hashtag Team Fati to help her. I wonder, this is an excellent adventure. It's a sad adventure. It's an excellent chance, though, for, as what I think all the things we talk about here, a chance to personalize something like this. I'm sure we all know someone in our family, a circle of friends, acquaintances who have had this happen to them or someone in their life. And then you wonder, what would it be like if I was told this was my future or my fate? I don't know that I want to think about it, frankly. I guess I have. I'm sure most of us have thought about it. What would you do if? I just am so thankful. I think that's the better way of handling something like this, by the way, is to be thankful for what you have, especially if it's your health. Because without your health, you got nothing. You can't enjoy it.
You know, it's so funny. You always hear, like, I used to always think of that saying as something that, you know, older people would often say. You kind of,
oh, yeah.
Grandparents saying that without your health, you've got nothing. And, you know, it's so true. As you get older, it really sinks in, and you do realize, you know what, you could have all the money that you want, you could have the car that you want, but if you don't have your health, you really don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Like
it's
one of those things that as you get older, it really does hit you that grandparent wisdom is right.
So here's another example, although this guy had a fabulous life. If you know the Coors Brewing Company, Adolf Coors, you remember the spots for Golden? I remember when Coors beer first came out, the Adolf Coors Company, Golden, Colorado, is how all of their spots were tagged. Bill Coors, who is former chairman of that company, died this weekend at 102. I wonder if he drank his own beer, and that's why he lived to be 102.
Maybe.
Adolf Coors was his grandfather. He started working at the company in 1939, Bill Coors did. 20 years later, he became the chairman of the company, during which he created and developed the aluminum can that came from Coors beer.
And I didn't know that.
That helped the beer industry. I didn't either, frankly. I think today, with what we know about aluminum and what's in it, we may not be so anxious to go buy beer in cans. But anyway, they didn't know that then. And he spent the next 65 years with the company, grew from a regional brewer in Colorado to one of the biggest beer brands in America, and it was under his leadership. According to the National Beer Wholesalers Association, Miller bought out Coors, commands 24% of the U.S. market, behind only Anheuser-Busch, and their market share is going down because people think it's changed. They don't like it since it was bought out by, was it a Belgian or a German, some European?
I thought it was a Chinese company that bought the beer, it was sold to somebody else.
Yeah.
But, the Miller Coors brand, if you think about it, it's Coors Light, Miller Light, and Blue Moon. Blue Moon is a Belgian wheat style that has, you know, you always see the commercials as a slice of orange on the glass.
Yeah.
That has become so popular.
Is it tasty?
Yeah, I'm not a beer drinker, but my husband Lewis loves Blue Moon. Wherever we go, he'll drink Blue Moon.
So, what about you, Carrie? You like beer, don't you?
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of like as all Belgian wheat ales are. It's kind of light.
What does it mean, a wheat ale? Explain for those who don't know what a wheat ale is. What is that?
It's made from wheat.
Yeah, made from wheat.
hops.
And it's, yeah, so typically, like, with hops, you'll think of, like, a pale ale, and that, to me, I don't like that kind of beer. It has, like, a very strong aftertaste, and I don't, I hate that taste in my mouth afterwards, but a pale, but the
Blue Moon's not bad, though.
Shock Top, things like that, they're a little bit more fruity, a little bit more citrusy, and they're very light, and they don't leave that kind of gross taste in your mouth. So, it's really good.
Shock Top, that's the other one that Lewis loves, yeah.
And maybe that's how it could eliminate problems like polarization with watch the De Niro interview. If you didn't see it with Alec Baldwin, check it out, Robert De Niro. And I think this makes a good launching point into a focus on polarization. So we're going to do that in just a moment here on the DJB Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's automotive news headlines, I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at alfaromeousa.com.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Gentlemen, listen up. If you're too embarrassed to talk to your doctor about erectile dysfunction, consider this.
We call it the canary in the coal mine, meaning that the artery problems that cause erectile dysfunction precedes heart attacks by about 3 years. There's really no other relationship like that within the body arteries.
Now, cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says having ED doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a heart attack or even develop heart disease. But
if you're a man who's 70 years old, no. If you're a man who's 40 and your erectile dysfunction is not due to prostate surgery or something, then you have a 50 times greater chance of having heart disease than another person just like you without erectile dysfunction.
You can also help lower your risk by exercising, maintaining a healthy weight, keeping an eye on your blood pressure, and not smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now, the DJV Show. Are we too polarized? Have we become a land of chaos? Too politically radicalized? Confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh, and now there's something that goes with him called hashtag him too. Let's talk with the doctor about Dr. Huber, by the way, is a clinical forensic psychologist. Let's differentiate you from regular psychology and psychology, psychiatry. I'm not sure everybody really understands that. Maybe we get into the weeds too much trying to understand what clinical forensic psychology is, Dr. Huber, or not.
Well, Doug, you're exactly right. A lot of people have a hard time knowing. Mental health is primarily driven by psychiatry and psychology. Psychiatry is the practice with the medicine behind it, the biology behind it. And psychology is more of the therapeutic side of it, although a lot of psychiatrists actually do psychotherapy as well.
But psychologists they prescribe medicines, and psychologists do.
Other way around.
Psychology not. Psychologists
other way around.
Psychiatrists
other way around.
Do.
There are a few states where psychologists, clinical psychologists, can do that. Oregon, I believe, New Mexico. Don't hold me to that. And I know there are other states where they're trying to, because there is actually a shortage of psychiatrists. So most psychologists have to deal with medicine all the time, even though they're not prescribing it.
Right.
So there's a movement to allow them to prescribe. But in general, psychologists cannot prescribe. They tend to be PhD level right. doctors as
Got
opposed
it.
To MD level
Got
doctors.
It. All right, let's talk about the psychological state of this country. People not voting, people so angry. I made mention of the interview that Robert De Niro did with Alec Baldwin. It's not as angry as I've seen some of these people be, but it's still pretty angry. We've got a lot of anger. What do we do about it, Dr. Huber?
Well, I think one of the big things is this idea of fear, because we don't do a very good job of educating our kids about what is going on as far as politics and how politics actually work. And a recent study showed that something like 80% of the people did not realize that our national government is a representative republic and don't understand the Electoral College, which that was one of the, you know, you ask anybody who graduated high school in the 50s and they could tell you that, you know, without any hesitation.
Yeah.
And it's surprising how little we actually know about our political system. And we have become, and again, social media hasn't helped us any, become a very emotionally focused society. And key words in politics trigger that emotional response, and we fall into a fight or flight type mechanism. So we don't think rationally when it comes to politics. We immediately
so then what's
fall
the,
into.
What's the fix, Dr. Huber? This is something that's very complex, but there's got to be some kind of an addressing of the fix.
Well, and it starts with education and talking about it. And we can't talk anymore about politics. So, you know, that's the tenet of democracy, is being able to talk about it. So we've got to start educating our people and get them to understand politics in general. And we start with education.
Well, and the educational system in our country, interesting, we were talking about this earlier, just among ourselves, about the polarization and what is learned in school. Civics class is gone. Government class is gone. They haven't been, they've been taken out of the curriculum. One wonders if that isn't, if there isn't some purpose to that on the part of the people who make those decisions.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think there is, and we have to watch out for this country falling into leadership of a single ruling class that may be disguised as a two-party system.
Right. Good food for thought, Dr. Huber. Thank you very much, Dr. John Huber, here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Pit. Everybody ready?
Money Pit!
Wait a minute, where is it?
Money Pit!
There it is. Okay, got it the second time around. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improver radio program, is here with us. The question came actually from a listener named Michael Bodan. He writes about mouse infestations becoming increasingly common in American homes. Okay. Rodent predators.
Ooh.
And when I'm out in fields mowing hay and working in fields, every once in a while, once the hay is mowed, then the mice are exposed, and the hawks are at them. Man, they are.
Yeah.
Well, we moved these animals all around.
Right.
But the biggest problem, I think, are mice.
Yeah, this time
they come in. Yeah, right, exactly. So this guy wants to know if there's a better mousetrap than a mousetrap. What are the options for mouse control?
Stop laying out the welcome mat, Doug. I mean, a lot of folks don't recognize the fact that mice are looking for warm spaces with food, both of which are available in your home. But things like the small holes that we have in our home's foundation, mice can squeeze into. When they get in the house, they look for easy food sources. So, for example, how many of us leave bags of dog food mm-hmm. on the floor, right, of yep. our pantries and places like that, our garages. You know, that's a smorgasbord right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's those little things that really attract the mice into our homes. I had a listener once who was taking her pet to the kennel the next day and had sort of set up all the things that she needed to bring with the pet into her car, including dog biscuits. And when she brought the pet to the car and handed the bag of biscuits to the tech noticed that the bag had been torn open. Well, the mice got in the car and infested the car because there was dog food and biscuits in the car. So they're looking for food, and they'll go anywhere to find it. So you need to be smart about that.
What about the deterrents? I read once that the urine products, the peppermint oil, scents in general that are supposed to be deterrents are not very effective. Do you think that's the case? Just have a set of traps and get them. Plug the holes and the ones that are already in, set a trap, see them later.
Well, you should probably be using rodenticides, using baits. Uh-huh. I don't know that I've never read that anything that was based on odor was going to keep those mice away.
No. Uh-huh.
But you want to be careful, though, if you have small pets, because they can get into the bait. So you use something called a bait station, which yeah. basically keeps the bait inside like a sturdy plastic box and only the rodents can get in.
One of the things that on the farm I almost laugh about, every year we park some equipment outside in the wintertime because we don't have a place to put it. Hay balers, for example. In the spring, we go open them up, and where the twine is kept is a box behind
right.
the baler where the twine is kept.
Right.
And you always just open it up, and the mice go running out all over the place. They've been in there, living
right.
in among the twine,
right.
Bringing in their food, and it's all over the place in there.
Yeah, it was probably a nice, warm, insulated
yeah.
space, right?
It's insulated, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right. Also, the Money Pit, responsible for great ideas, their newsletter at moneypit.com holds all kinds of fabulous ways for you to work your home's problems. I have a problem with my furnace. Every day I have to start it by myself now that it's cold. And the guy who's my friend who's going to replace the boiler, we've had the boiler sitting on the basement floor for a year. I haven't changed it yet. I called him yesterday.
Oh, so you got the equipment.
Oh, yeah, I bought the equipment last year. It's just sitting down there.
All right.
So once
how's that working for you?
Thank you. Yeah, it's not working too well anymore. I wake up a little chilly. So how do we lower, once I get my furnace working again, how do I keep my heating bills as low as possible?
The number one thing that people, I think, drop the ball on is insulation, Doug, because you get sort of lackadaisical with the insulation you have in your house. And if you did one improvement to try to cut heating bills, I would tell you to add more attic insulation, because that's uh-huh. where most of the heat loss is. Attic insulation is usually, I mean, when homes were built, there were different standards. But if you don't have 15 to 20 inches of attic insulation, you don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing you should be doing is looking at insulation.
All right. There's also I'm just looking at the newsletter now, a smart way to home security savings. There are all kinds of great tips. That's the whole reason for me plugging the Money Pit newsletter. Go to moneypit.com. But give us 2 seconds on the home security stuff. How do people save money on that?
I think there's a lot of opportunities today with smart home technology. It's easier to install than ever, and there's really a lot of options for saving money, especially on your insurance, if you pick up a couple of these smart home tools.
Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler on the DJV Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.